Blog Talk Radio.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. Yes, I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say, I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
The Lord.
The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. It is your strength.
Come on and help me sing it.
Enjoy. yes, yeah. So wherever you are, do yourself a favor and lift your hands to the Lord. He's already brought you through, already brought you through. Listen here, listen, listen.
Take me to the Many times in life we focus on all that we don't have, and it makes us worry. But today I want to remind you of the one that you do have, and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the ones I trust in most. I've had some nights I cried more than I prayed. That's when God said to me, I am still.
It changed my perspective, and so
now the worry is over,
yes.
And the doubt is gone away. God reminded me,
he reminded me
that he's still able. God reminded me
that in spite of it all,
that he's still able.
Thank you, Lord. Question.
I'm afraid to carry this hurt all alone.
Today more than ever,
I need your help, Lord. With you I can move on. Now the worry is over and the doubt is gone away.
You're not alone. About to give up.
God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
But it's not easy because
sometimes it seems,
oh God,
there's no way out.
You're surrounded by problems.
So many problems.
They weigh you down.
You down.
But he cares for you.
You got to know,
my sister.
He
and he wouldn't leave,
and he wouldn't leave you.
Not for long.
For long.
So right now I just need you to
be strong.
And remember that
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
God is
able.
Able.
You say, I've never faced anything like this before.
He's still able. Able.
The odds are still in your favor because it because
God reminded me
that he's still able.
Yes, he is still able. Welcome, everybody. This is the Inspiration Factory, one of the many offerings to you from Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, run by the CEO, none other than also Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, also CEO of Jewelry. So, you know, he's got a lot of hats on as well. Tonight you're stuck with me, your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. I would ask that you all keep my partner in praise, Van Meadows, up in prayer as he continues to deal with a situation that he has. Just pray his strength for him and his family in this. But in spite of that, God is still able, like the song just said. So we're going to have an open mic session tonight, wherever the Lord leads you to pull a piece, a testimony, a song, whatever it is that you have for us. This is to tell you how crazy this night has been. I've been on the road for the last 2 hours. I'm sitting in the parking lot of a hotel to do this show, but it's okay. The show must go on, and we can praise God no matter where we are, so it's a beautiful thing. That's the one good thing about this online podcast situation. We can do it wherever we are. So with that being said, I see a couple of hands that are raised. I see a lot of folk out there that have not. If you choose to, or if you desire to come on and spit a piece, be sure you press 1 so that way I know that you want to come on live and we're going to do something. But before we go any further, one thing that is paramount for the Inspiration Factory is that we bring this program in prayer. So if you don't mind joining me at the throne. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, first and foremost, thanking you for just being you. Father God, we ask for your forgiveness for the sins that we may have committed today, the things that we should have done that we did not do, Father. Just bear with us. As you know, we are all works in progress, Father God. Just continue to love us, continue to shine your blessings upon us as we strive to be better representatives of your nation. Father God, we ask that you would just cover this platform this evening, that anything said this evening would be used to edify you or to edify, empower, enlighten one of your children. Father God, have your way in this platform this evening, Father. We hold up upon you, Father God, all of the poets of Epiphany, the callers, the listeners, the participants, and the families represented there. And Father God, just, you know, cover us, Father. Help us, Lord, to be ready for the spiritual battle that we are entrenched in. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And it's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. Now that we have that done, we can continue on. Now, first let me find my glasses, because you know, y'all know I can't see. And I really don't even have the piece, but I did have a thought in my head. So I guess that thought is going to become the piece that I'm going to do tonight. And with Mother's Day just passing, and y'all know that I'm the proud mama's boy, my mom's been on my mind a lot. So I'm going to do a piece tonight that I dedicated to her, and I was so blessed and honored that God allowed her to live long enough to hear me do this piece, and I even put it to music for her. And it's called Praying Hands. Now gnarled and disfigured by the ravages of time are the most powerful weapons I've ever known. Tools that were employed through countless battles protecting me till I was grown and even beyond my grown up years. Those weapons have diverted a multitude of pains and tears. So limitless when wielded as they had been for me, a weapon that had saved me through untold toils and snares. A weapon I can never purchase or repay. Its value is beyond cost, for they saved me each and every time I was lost. This weapon is the hands of my mother in prayer. Throughout my finding myself growing up, I experienced a little of a lot and many dangerous and probably fatal endeavors I braved. hindsight and discernment now show me that it was through God's love and those praying hands that I was saved. So now when I see those aged weapons, I see a strength that defies the arthritis and wrinkles and varicose veins. I see the hands of a warrior queen who lovingly prayed and still prays for me over and over again. I see the blood of my life run through those hands and the prayers that have enabled me to stand, the victories, her prayers snatch Satan's hands. In those praying hands, I see the great I am. Oh, those hands that held me ever so gently as a child, that wiped the tears from my crying eyes. Those hands that held me lovingly when my heart was broke, or caressed my face as her wisdom was shared. And those are the very same hands of the strongest substance known to man, the undefeatable, powerful praying hands, without which I doubt I would have survived to become a man, let alone strive to righteously stand. I thank God for his gift of those praying hands, undeserved, and like his love conditionally at my side. Within those hands, ravaged by time, lies an eternal source of strength and a love that was never, ever denied. I thank God for those praying hands. Ah, Miss Shubha. Home. And with that, as soon as I find myself back at the studio, y'all have to excuse me. I'm a little discombobulated. I see that we have a few hands raised, so I'm going to open the first mic and keep things moving right along. I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm out in the car in the parking lot. I don't have my notebook, so I don't know any of the area codes of the hands raised, so please forgive me if I don't identify you by name. But I think this first one may be 815, and that may be Celia T. Davis.
Deeper, stronger relationship and had more of a connection with her little sister. And she seemed to be taking off the day. Are you talking to me?
Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. You're live.
Let me see if it's me.
Hello? Hello?
Paul?
Yes. Hello there.
I'm sorry, sweetie. I didn't know that you were looking for me. I'm doing a lot, you know, as usual.
Uh-huh. We're doing a G-Mom mode.
No, actually, my grandchildren are too busy for me. I can't be penciled in yet. this weekend, my grandson, you know that Sir is five. He had his first birthday party / sleepover this weekend. I didn't spend the night at a person who didn't share DNA with me until I was 12. So this is a different, you know, like I couldn't even wrap my mind around it. What you mean it was an overnight birthday party? My daughter was like,
yeah.
So that's his best friend in his class. He had a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese, and it was a sleepover afterwards that only a handful of the kids who were at Chuck E. Cheese were invited to. Josh was on the VIP list. So he wasn't available this weekend. The girls had spa day. They got their hair done, their nails, and their toes, and they went to Dairy Queen, and then they had movie night with their best friends / cousins. And my thought was this. Really? I got to be penciled in? And next weekend, they have plans. Oh, a wedding. So Danny is the flower girl, and Josh is the ring bearer, and Julie will obviously be in attendance. Right. So they're too good for me, or they're busy. And then the next weekend, the girls won tickets to, we have a minor league baseball team here in Joliet, the I want to call them the Jack Slammers or the Hammers. I don't know. I haven't been to a game in years, but it's a minor league baseball team. They won tickets to the game. They got box seats, so they will not be available. So it's looking like 3 weeks from now they might be available. Yeah, so I didn't get to see Don't laugh.
Well, I'm going to have my people get in touch with their people, and maybe we can
that part.
Schedule something.
And And people always think that I'm playing when I call them the famous three. They got lives that don't include Gigi. So, yeah. I'm free this weekend.
I tell you, this is just the beginning. The older they grow, the less they're going to need
time
you.
Time they'll have for me.
Seemingly need you.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this break because I have been assured that they will have time for me eventually. Since they don't now, I'm simply going to say, wow.
yeah,
I like the fact that they have really full lives, and I appreciate that. I'm not a hater. I just hate the fact that I'm video chatting them again, and it's not due to COVID. They ain't got time.
It seems like the studio is acting up. I got some people inboxing me saying, I don't know. Anywho.
It's okay.
Yeah, that's what happens when they grow up.
Yeah. And I love it. I love the love. I love that they miss me. I love that they understand that I'm okay. They know that I'm busy. They all didn't say this, you know, when they're on mics with me. You know her as Gina Storm, but she's just our Gigi, and that's that piece. And I get that. You know, they understand that I wear two hats. I'm their grandmother and their mom's mom and my mom's daughter and also a poet. And I appreciate the fact that they respected what it is that I do. I just hate the fact that they're so busy. I don't get to see them as much as I'd like to. I know it's only going to get worse from here, so I'm sharing the memories, and they wonder why I take so many pictures and make so many videos. I'm not like out here trying to be a stalker, but I actually love you people. Y'all my people.
Yeah, and they know that.
Absolutely.
They know that.
So I love you, and I love Inspiration Factory. I'm sharing with my small house of poetry right now. They're in queue, and they're listening as well. I told them, they know I do this. This is a thing. It's a Gina Storm thing. You know me. I will Uber people to microphones, and then sometimes I'm on multiple phones so that I can spit my piece. I'm going to read a piece that I wrote on May 29th, 2013, because a lot of people forget that I'm a poet and not just a freestyle spoken word artist. So every now and then I got to read something that I wrote. That's what I'm going to do tonight.
Okay, awesome.
All righty.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you, Paul. I titled this piece, My Flexibility is One of My Greatest Abilities. I bend with the wind. I roll with the thunder. I float on clouds and roar thunder loud. My soul has been scorched, my heart crushed, head manipulated, trust desecrated, yet I still stand. I'm tall and I'm strong. My back is arched and my head is held high. My shoulders are back, and I'm giving little slack. Flexibility is one of my greatest abilities. I take excellent care of me. Those who love me, good friends, and my amazing family. My spirit is full. My faith is strong. I'm done with the sad love songs. Karma will fix all the wrongs in my life, and those that are not taken up by that, my pen will make it bright. My future is so bright. I'm like the northern lights. I illuminate the night. I will never be deterred, nor do I have a dream that's deferred. And even if this is my demise, the enemy had in mind for me, I just simply let him know that you can't touch me because I'm covered and I'm blessed. I'm highly favored and I'll be just fine. In peace.
I know that's right. And, you know, isn't it a beautiful feeling to know
it
that
is.
To be at a point in your life that no matter what comes your way, you know you're able to stand because of God got your back. Even
I don't worry.
You see no way. You know, he's a way maker, and you don't have to stress about a lot. There's so many things that would, at one point in time, have driven me crazy that just don't bother me anymore because I know, well, okay, it might look unbearable, but, you know, God got me. He does. He's never failed me. For those of you who don't
Absolutely.
Know this feeling, you better just start trusting in him and know that, woo-woo-woo, he got you.
Indeed. He's got my back, and he always has.
Yeah, and always will. That's the beauty.
And always
will.
Yeah. And
we put,
and he cannot
our, yeah,
tell
we
a
put
lie.
Our trust.
I appreciate that so much.
No. Not by being God.
No.
And, you know, no matter how close someone on this world gets to me, how tight I trust them and everything, they're still subject to fail me. Might
absolutely
not be an intentional thing, but
that is part of the human condition. Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, my God. There is no such thing as failing. There's no
absolutely
such thing as going back on his word. There's no such thing as leaving or forsaking because he gave his word. And you can take this back. It's such a reassuring thought.
It is.
You really believe it in your heart of hearts. And sometimes we got to get past our past in order to embrace the future with him. There's a lot of things that hold you back in your past. You know, failed relationships, domestic violence, drug abuse, oh, anything. There's so many things that in our past that can hinder our future. Unless we recognize that God got our back through all of this, once you become a new creation in him, all of those things are tossed away. They no longer exist. They no longer define you. Don't hold yourself prisoner to your past.
No.
Thank you for that piece, Gina, because you're about to get me preaching up.
You're welcome, Pastor Paul. I don't need you to preach. I just need you to understand and respect the fact that, you know, God hasn't left the land. He's the Alpha and the Omega.
Yes.
He's been omnipresent in my life, and he will not leave us, and he will not fail us. And I came to the sanctuary because I needed a little word, and I want to thank you for that. My spirit has been stirred. I'm going to put myself on mute, go to the praise lounge and do what I do, and I'm going to be here for the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you tell the other half or the other portion, we going to let them fly 1 or 2 weeks, but don't make this a regular thing. They still
if I
got
to catch them in these streets, so be it. I may even end up going to the game. It depends on the temperature, though, because it's up and down here. Like today was comfortable. I had a cross breeze with the ceiling fan and the windows open. And then for 2 days, I had to have the AC. And when I had a power outage, we have rolling blackouts in my neighborhood. I'm asthmatic, and I can't be hot. I had a panic attack and passed out because my power was off like an hour and a half on Thursday. Yeah, it's really hard for me to bounce back from something like that. So I'm just making sure that I stay healthy enough to participate actively in their young lives because they mean the world to me. So thank you, and I appreciate the fact that you gave me the opportunity and the space and the mic, and I'm going to let everybody else get their praise on.
All right. We appreciate you coming, and know that we keep you and those fabulous Curans in prayer. Thanks for coming through, Gina. God bless you, Queen.
Thank you, the famous three, and I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That was just Gina Storm. I can say that now that I'm a set her mic up. That's just Gina Storm. She didn't have the others with her to elevate her to the fabulous three, fantastic three. I call them the fierce ones because them Turins ain't no joke. I have a favorite, but I'm not going to say that because you're not supposed to say those type of things. So we're going to keep things moving right along to the next hand that I see raised. And that is area code 445. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Hey, what it do? What it do? Shannon, I woke up all social boy for real.
You never know what number you're going to be calling in from. I see you like to do that little sneak attack thing.
Hey, you know. Yeah.
That's all right. It's glad to hear from you, whatever number you call in from, bro. How you doing, for real?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Paul. I'm doing fine, man. It's been a wonderful Sunday. Man, I love the start of this program tonight, man. That music had me in a special place, man.
Oh, praise God for that. I'm driving down the highway.
Yeah.
as usual.
I
had time to play some music to get to a place where I could just park up.
Wow. Shout out
God
to Gina. Hello, Gina. Gina popped up.
Number one on the mic. Normally she's marching in at the last minute. I guess she made it another last couple of times. Now, last week she was okay. But the week before that, I had basically closed the show out and was playing a little bit of music when she hit me. I'm talking about, I'm here. I felt so bad because
yeah.
the song that was playing was the last song. I felt so
wow.
bad. But she made up for that today. She was number one.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Dina cracked me up.
So what's going
cracked
on you?
Me
what,
up, Dina.
What is the many hats that you wear, sir?
Hey, man, nothing but life, bro. You know, life covered by God, man. Covered by God is a blessing. You know, Mike, Paul, I got that new scooter, right? I don't know if you know about it, right?
You did get it?
Yeah, the electric scooter, man, bro. I've been
yeah.
zooming up and down the highways and byways, you know. I mostly use it to get to work, man. But today I used it for a pleasure. I went to the store and
okay.
I had my second spill. I had my second spill, man. This is how I know that God is with me, bro. Man, Paul, I didn't, you know, it's not like I ran over a pothole or a crack in the street or nothing like that, man. I just bust my behind, bro. Exactly, this older. It was an older man crossing the street, and I think he distracted me. But there's a whole story I wrote about it on Facebook. Check it out when you get a chance. But bro,
look at that. I need a good laugh.
Yo, it's like I'm being torn.
I hear that you're here talking about it, so I know that it wasn't nothing really life-altering.
Yeah. I'm here to talk about it, man. Look, bro, I had knee pads, elbow pads, helmets. I had it all on from the first spill that I took.
Oh,
I wasn't
okay.
playing that again. So, yeah, so I'm just being taught how to be a proper stuntman right now, you know. But as long as the Lord is with me, bro, woo, I got to go one more again tonight. So I'm
okay.
accepting all prayers. You know, traveling mercy and all that, man, because it's kind of scary. Paul almost gave up, man. But I, you know what? I said, nah, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep on
that's
pushing.
That's like riding a horse. You fall off that
man,
horse, you
bro.
Get back on it.
Yeah, if you only knew.
But look,
if you
we're
going to
do
knew.
This right now, right quick, before I even ask you about a piece. Every time we just ask that you would cover my brother for real and put your angels out to guide him as he travels the highways on his new vehicle. Father God, we know that as we age, things change within us. Just
yes,
be with
Lord.
Us. Guide us, Lord. Help us to do what we got to do with your protection, Lord. Get him to his destination this evening, Father God, and safely home with no bumps and bruises. And nothing
yes,
else,
sir.
Father God, we also thank
yes,
you, Lord,
Lord,
bringing you through this
thank
field
you.
With minimal
thank you,
injuries, and just more like a wounded pride,
yes,
Father, but another reignited joy in his heart for you and what
yes.
you would do for us, Father. We thank you
yes,
for
God.
Using him as another example of your loving kindness, Father. We praise you, Lord. We love
thank
you,
Lord.
In the precious name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Paul. Thank you for
yeah,
that, man.
You, know,
you threw me under. You, threw,
you,
you
take that
threw a little
ride
shade
tonight,
under me.
You're gonna do your Paul Revere
yeah,
ride.
You threw a little bit of shade. You threw a little bit of shade at me in that prayer, though, Paul. I heard that about the old Paul.
I was talking about myself as well.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I got
that's
hit up
that's
today.
Acceptable.
I had some people hit me up today that the carnival is coming to town in the neighborhood next weekend, and they all talk about you know the crate challenge is going to be there.
Oh wow.
And I told him, yeah, the crate challenge could be there, but I tried it, didn't do it, and I ain't trying it again. God protected me from breaking my fool neck. I'm not going to push
oh.
the crate. Okay? I recognize that he saved me just to keep me safe long enough to wake up and realize, leave that for them youngins. Sit your old foolish butt down. And that's what I'm doing. So I got to recognize, too, with age, you know, we have certain limitations or we have to approach things differently.
Yeah, 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 yeah. You know, the first fall made me feel young again, though, Paul. I have to tell you the truth. It made me feel young again. But the second time, it wasn't the same feeling.
I can see that. But like I say, praise God through it all. You're here to talk about it.
Shining our both sides.
And that's why I need to joke a little bit on it, because if you was discombobulated, you wouldn't be here, or I would hear it in your voice. So, you know, I'm okay.
Well,
I
you
can
know.
Laugh at you now. If you heard, I wouldn't laugh. I can laugh at you now.
Hey. Hey, man. Hey, look. I'll tell you about it later on. Yeah, I want to keep it inspirational.
You did the right thing by putting on the body armor. Okay.
Yes, sir. Never leave home without it. I don't care how crazy I look with it on. I ain't going nowhere without it. Because I could have had a concussion.
I know that's right. See?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens. Yeah. When you listen to that inner voice, it's telling you the right thing to do. And you know, we let the louder voice sometimes over talk that smaller voice. That's not the one we're supposed to listen to.
That's right.
So, my brother,
I'm just thankful to be here.
Raw Links these days.
Raw Links, man. I got some new products. I'm hitting y'all way. You threatened me. You told me to stop showing you stuff. But, yeah, I've got some new stuff coming at you. Check out my Raw Links page. You know, I'm going to have some giveaways pretty soon from each and every show here at Epiphany Radio. So I need everybody to tune in. And I don't know what else I can tell you, man. But, yeah, Raw Links is doing this thing, healing property, jewelry, you know. Hey, why are we average when you can be raw?
I know that's right. I got mine. You better get
I know you right. Don't. Yeah, you got one on there way over here, too.
I got a couple of mine, shoot.
You sure?
I'm going to I'm gonna have to break down. Thanks. See, this is another expense you put me through now, for real. I'm going to have to break down and get me a little jewelry box or something. One of them little stands that you can hang your stuff on. I'm acquiring
you don't need one.
Some jewelry in my old age. I got a display to do something with it. But I'm almost scared
you
to
and
play
Miss Pearl. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and Miss Pearl.
Yeah, I think we're running neck and neck. I don't know if we're going to have to do a joint income tax thing on you as a dependent or not. So when you get to that box that says, can claim you as a dependent, be sure you check yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting you down.
Yeah, I've been hearing that from a couple people lately.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
but all
thing,
is
though.
Well.
That shows that people are loving what you're doing and are supporting you in that. So,
yeah, I thank God for them all.
Yeah. And the fact that these pieces do have the healing properties, you know, we take a lot of medicine for a lot of stuff. Trusting in these chemicals and all this crap. But God has given us all that we need when he placed this earth here.
That's right.
So when we go back
to
those minerals and those elements that he created, then you're getting that pure healing. That's the healing
that's
God meant for your body to have, not the sorbitols and the phenometics and all of the hydrocortisones and all of this stuff. God's given us everything we need.
That's right.
So check it out. He got some jewelry there.
Yes, check it out.
And I think we could all check them out.
Because a lot of those gems are in the Bible. They spoken about, you know.
Yeah.
So don't feel ashamed. So don't feel ashamed. But, yeah, all is well at Raw Links, Paul. And the same goes for Epiphany Radio.
Those are words that's music in my ear. And now I get to ask that all-inclusive question. What you got for us, bro?
Okay. I got a little bit of something old mixed with something new. I don't know. I just was led to do this piece. This piece is titled New Beginnings.
Oh, I like that. Mike, you doing okay?
Thank you, my brother. Peace. I just want to shout out to a new friend to Epiphany Radio. Goes by the name of Brenda. Shout out. Happy Sunday to you. New beginnings.
Happy Sunday, Brenda.
New beginnings. New beginnings. New beginnings. New days, Lord. I'm learning to just let you lead the way. The way through safe patches is I went my way, carrying my baggage down one-way streets, polluted avenues where the wounded meet, where broken hearts bleed. I've wandered, lost, no direction, no purpose, always on a mission, impossible, no finish, repeating the same lesson. That's how it happens, yo. Regardless of what life teaches us over and over, starting over at the beginning, Look at him. Look at him. There he go. Back at the beginning, the beginning, the beginning, until I met Jesus and let him have his way, his way, his way. On the weight of all the baggage that would weighed me down, weighed me down, weighed me down, that weighed me down as I wage through unsafe passages, passages, once believing in magic, praying on the magic wine that would be waved to make everything okay, okay, okay. A wine, the magic wine that would ease the pain and remove me from the people that I held blame for all the hurt. For all the hurt, for all the hurt and the shame, the shame, the shame, worrying about my children, worrying about my end, the end of my beginning, the one that my mom and pop began. I worry about their end, my children's, thanking God for their beginning, their beginnings, their beginnings. The beginnings that tied to mine, their beginning is tied to mine, mine to my children and their beginnings. Hurt by the ones that ended my son's ending. No parent should have to watch their child's ending. Endings. Endings. No seed before the flower. No more wilting willows weeping. Dandies lying foul. Ditches, roses dying. Gone too soon. Too soon. Too soon. Before they fully bloomed. They say all things must end after the beginning. There is nothing left but endings, torn hearts and wrecked feelings, wrecked feelings, wrecked feelings, wrecked feelings, hurtful thoughts and pain and pain and pain and pain for those left amongst the living. Those left amongst the living. Amongst the living. Living on, moving on, making Kool-Aid with life's lemons, like nothing's gone on or went wrong. Moving on, moving on, nothing grows for a while. In a garden where you've planted your child, but endings, torrid endings for the once living, for the once living. There are new beginnings, same souls, new roads traveled on, but those moved on, gone too soon, too soon, too soon. New moons. Worrying about life, my life, the sun, will it set for me? Will I see yet another sunset, another new moon, another noonday, a new day arise? How much longer will I gaze upon the sky? It's white, it's blues, clouds soft like pillows as they shift and move about shape-shifting faces pronounced. Ooh, that one looks like God, like Christ. Wow, my God, drifting by now. Funny, the shape of clouds. Worrying about life when there's nothing to worry about life worrying, worrying about death, life, life and death, about God, my last breath, flowers ungrown. Flowers ungrown, my children, my friends, songs unsung, unsung songs, those gone too soon, too soon, too soon, too soon. All things, all things, all things, new beginnings, new songs, new songs, new songs to sing. In God, there are new breaths given to breathe, new breaths, new breaths, new breaths. Wow. In God, there are new breaths to breathe and new beginnings. In God, within all the pains and the echoes, echoes, echoes of life, hurts, hurts, hurts. But God can change things. You can breathe again. There is rebirth within your new beginning. For real. New beginnings. There is new breath. There is rebirth. Within your newness, your newness, your newness, beginnings, your new beginnings. So pray for me when I'm dead and gone and removed from this three-ring circus. Lord, take me to the King. Let's praise ring out in the songs that we sing, grace and everlasting mercy in the gift that love in him can bring. So take me, take me, take me. To the King, Hear my many echoes, 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 my echoes as I pray, as I pray, as I pray, prayers of thanksgiving for new beginnings, new beginnings. I'm so very thankful, Lord, for the new beginning that you gave to me. And my prayers as I sing out to you, Lord, of a new beginning, for real.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. That's a powerful piece, bro. New beginnings touch so many things. But to sum it all up for myself, it's like you're telling the world that new beginnings are what have enabled you to survive, to be to where you are today. You know, that's what I was sitting there thinking. You know, it's new beginning after new beginning after new beginning. Over all of the mess ups that I did, all that I went through, those new beginnings are what enabled me to be here today praising him. So that's a powerful piece. I had a few comments in the back chat area or DM, is that what y'all call them? You know, I'm not up with this technology, yeah. But the DM, one person was saying it was an absolutely phenomenal piece and how they adored your work. Somebody else was not so happy that they had to follow up behind that. We're talking
well,
about the
thank
fact,
you.
I've been in their shoes. But it's just an example of how God uses you with your pen, my brother. Don't ever, ever think about putting that thing down.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's kind of funny. You know, I know people would say, why is he repeating his words over and over again? It's all about the echo. Life is an echo sometimes. If you think back over our lives, when we think back over our lives, how many new beginnings have we received? How many new beginnings have we been given? How many new beginnings have we taken advantage of?
I would even think about trying to count them.
Okay.
So
I was thinking about my life and all the many beginnings that he has granted me. Yet it took a few before I got it and took heed to it and took advantage of the new beginning. And that's what we need to do. And that's that piece, Paul. Thanks for listening.
I know that. Oh, it's been my pleasure. Yeah. Anytime some of God's power is being through one of us, it's my pleasure to be there listening. Because I gain a little bit from it. So it's my pleasure, but it's also a little bit of greed and selfishness, too. I need all that I can get.
Yeah.
I'm greedy. It's not just food that I'm greedy with, you know.
With oh, that. Yeah, Paul, you can eat.
Oh, hush, ain't nobody asked you about that. And if you were just, it's almost like you were in my head right now. But if you could see what I was just thinking, you're going to leave me alone.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine.
You're going to leave me alone.
Yeah, you hit me up in my inbox.
I get out of this parking lot.
It's a family show, Paul.
When I get out of this parking lot, man, oh, man, let me tell you.
I know where you're going.
Now.
I know what you're doing. I know what's going on. I know what you're doing. Yeah, you got something waiting for you, too.
No, I don't.
Fork and a spoon.
I do, but it's not cooked. It's not cooked.
Okay. You ain't got no problem cooking it, Paul.
No, I got some spaghetti squashes that I've been looking at for 2 days now. I'm getting ready to go roast them suckers. Yeah. Getting ready to go roast them, and then after you roast them, you pull them out, and it looks like a pile of spaghetti, really. But then I saute that in a pan with some butter and garlic. Man,
y'all hear something to him? Y'all hear him, right?
But
I
look,
you got a plan, Paul. You have a plan.
Yeah. And while that's going, I got a bucket of chitlins I got to clean tonight.
Oh, mercy.
Because I ain't
going to speak on the chitlins. I'm not going to speak on the chitlings.
All the people that whose chitlins I used to eat because I trusted them to clean them properly, they're dead, or one has moved to Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So that means I got to get off my lazy behind. I couldn't find nobody that convinced to do it and try to twist them, tweak them, convince them, nothing to do them. Nobody going to do chitlins for me, so I'm going to have to do them for myself.
Yeah.
Unless... My brother from another mother. My dog, for real, my bro.
Hey, I heard you was, I'm going to tell you. Hey, let me tell you something. I'm good with everything except for the chitterlings. I can't mess with them. I can't do the chitterlings, Paul.
You can't do the chitterlings?
But if you hit Miss Pearly up, Miss Pearly got you.
What? Oh, sookie that. She was so grateful that I didn't throw her under the bus and ask her at the last minute like I usually do. Hey, I don't you want to hang out in the studio with me? But tonight I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And I'm glad I didn't. She hit me up, so,
hey,
you don't
Ms.
need Tully. Me, huh?
Yeah, Miss Tully's good
grandma,
at them chitlins.
She on grandma duty.
She can clean them chitlins with her toes.
Her finger, his fingers.
Yes, he is spoiled. He's spoiled already. You know,
already.
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah, she's
he's
back in love again.
Before even know he's spoiled, Rod.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so handsome, little man.
I might have to go holler at my little butt. My buddy told me, you know, I really ain't doing that tonight. I could come pick you up, and bring you to my house, and you can clean some chitlins. You can bring the baby.
She can on multitask. She can clean them chitlins with her toes. You know. I've seen it get down.
Well, I don't know. Look, we cleaning doo-doo out of the chitlins. I don't know if I want them toes on top of it. Now, see, first, you get me in trouble. Get off my line. You get me in trouble.
Uh-huh.
I smell a setup in the air. Danielle, I'm sorry for anything that I might have said that just didn't sound right because for real made me make it come out that way.
Hey.
I'm innocent, I tell you.
Hey,
it was him.
God knows the truth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But he ain't Danielle and he ain't me, so I might be able to get that one off.
Hey, Paul, don't you get locked up sitting in that parking lot, bro.
Oh, no. I know the area. I'm somewhere. I'm in
they my got you the, yeah, they got you the one time before.
Oh, yeah, that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Hey, that was great. This one's a better place to stay. And I have family that's staying here for the night. So if need be, I can always say, I'm here visiting family, Aaron. I know the room number, everything. Matter of fact, she's out.
Okay, then.
Her and a couple of girls out there behind me running their mouths while I sit there. So I'm protected right now. It's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about that night. That was crazy.
Yeah, well, man, we was missing you for a couple of days.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not trying to do no more vacations. I shouldn't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be running up. Well, I don't have a whole lot of hands-free, so I can take all the time I want. But I shouldn't be telling this about my niece, God bless her. But she's a really aloof young lady, if you get me. You know, sweet as all get out. Aloof. That's your homework.
Oh,
my. Look it up and see what that means. A-L-O-O-F.
Aloof, yeah, I got you.
But
mm-hmm.
She heard them over the years. You know, talking about, because whenever I go to jail, they all used to talk about it. I was in school. I was way at college. She actually had the nerve one day to ask somebody in the family, what kind of degree did I have? Because all the time I was in college.
Yeah, you know.
It never dawned on her that college was not a real college.
Right,
oh, my
right.
God. I'd love to have been there that day. But anyway, let me stop. I feel pretty good today.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. Sitting here looking at some of the denizens of the hotel, motel. It used to be a hotel.
Tell them,
but
you better be careful out there.
I ain't got to be careful. Yeah. They better be careful. Minnie
mm-hmm.
B sits right next to me.
You know that's right.
Hey, man.
Hey, well.
I failed to make an event page. Otherwise, if I had it, I'd have put a picture of Minnie B on the event page. I'm
don't do that, Paul.
See, God is smart.
I've seen the weapons in your car, Paul.
Oh, no, that one's gone. This is a better one. Somebody stole that one. Well, my cousin, I sent him to the car to get something, and he saw it and came back up with it. And I saw him putting his sneaker in, call himself sneaking into the closet. I said, well what you got there? He said, I forgot I needed it more than you do because I'm staying in this hotel and I got the baby with me. He threw the baby into the equation. And I said, you make a good point, but you got to ask before you took it. So now you'll never get back in my car again. And he called me a couple of weeks ago for a ride. I told him, no, because you took something out of my car. You can't get back in here. But the baby, you and the baby got to call an Uber. I meant that. But anywho,
before I let you go, my brother, what you got going on?
Hey, maybe, man, I should throw you under the bus like I do Van and say, what's going on in the Tiffany world these days?
No, you can't do that, son. I have no idea.
Okay.
All I know is that on Monday nights on the corner of Broad and Mifflin, I'll be selling red hot hot dogs, $2 for $1, $3 for 50 cents, and bottled water.
Are these beef hot dogs?
Yes.
Oh, and I don't want them.
All beef. All
I don't
beef.
Want them.
Hey, but the rolls are made of pork. I'm selling them with pork rolls. The buns are pork, though.
Is that what it is? Okay, all right. I get a couple there.
Me on the corner of Broad and Mifflin.
For some pork rolls, huh? And a hot dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right.
Back to you, Paul.
I'm going to be there.
Baby, baby, baby. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for real. Even though you crept up on me,
you
know
what
that number was.
Yeah.
But I'm glad, as always, to hear from you. You have blessed the platform with another fantastic piece. And now,
hey, well, thank you.
This ain't that show that you used to hope. I ain't gonna bang on you. I can't do that. Just the inspiration.
Oh, dang,
but I'm gonna send you to the Praise Lounge where you can hang out with
Gina. Thank you, Paul.
And bring on the next caller. And
there
she
you
was
go.
One of the people that spoke about how phenomenal that piece was. And
hey,
that's
well,
none
thank
other than
you,
Amelia T. Davis.
Whoever you are. Thank you, Amelia T. Davis. One love, Paul. One love, one mic, man.
One love, one mic, for real. God bless, bro.
Baby, baby.
And next we have, as previously stated, Amelia T. Davis. With or without Pamela?
She's in her room, but, yeah, she's listening. I have absolutely no issue following behind my big bruh, for real, the poet. And, yes, that was phenomenal, and I think that's my brand-new favorite piece of his of all time.
Mm.
That was just amazing and truly spirit-filled. So praise God.
Amen, amen. Whew. I mean, the piece that Gina did also was extremely well done. I'm having a good time tonight sitting here in the parking lot. I got porch TV. I mean, I can sit on the couch, and I don't need a TV. I got entertainment just watching the weekend goings-ons in this hotel, motel. And I got some beautiful poetry, so I mean, look, I'm having me a blast right about now.
I do know how to do that, but I'm not going to, and I don't eat them. But I do, in fact, know how to clean them very well. My first boyfriend enjoyed those, but others do not. And like I said, I'm not about to eat them for anybody in this world. But
let me tell you something.
So
you're lucky you don't live
real
closer, because I'd
that.
Be knocking on your door, and you could clean them. I wouldn't want you to eat none. I'm going to eat them all, but you couldn't clean. I'd be knocking on your door with the puppy dog eyes. Oh, please help me.
And I would give in to that, too.
How many hours is Texas from Philly? No, I'm not going to drive it. They'd be spoiled by the time I got there. You're lucky.
Yeah, but
Lord.
Pack them in ice, you know, pack them in ice in a cooler. I'm not sure. I think drive time is some, you know, 20 hours or something. I have no idea. Anyway.
Wow.
I just love the conversation as well between you and Faria.
Well, you know,
and I have my raw links too, and I'm looking to get some more down the road. But anyway, I brought you some fresh ink tonight.
Okay, what you got for us, Queen?
It's called protection.
All right. I like that. Mike's yours.
Thank you. I have walked in darkness, not knowing the Lord. I rejected God, sought after idols. I've had guns to my head multiple times. I've had a knife to my throat. I've been physically abused. I've been emotionally abused. I have been raped in multiple events. I survived it all because of God's grace. It's His glory, not mine. God has never abandoned me. Humans have left me. Humans have abused me. Humans have raped me. Humans have disrespected me. Humans have lied about me. My Lord God has seen me through it all. He finds in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. And in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will as you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. And Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. And lastly, Psalms 91:9-11. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. My Lord God has kept me. All of these promises to me. I am so very thankful to him for all his protection throughout my life, even at this very moment in time. I have suffered much. I've endured much, yet I persevere. He truly is the greatest love of my life. He is a loving and protective Father. I am truly humbled and honored to have been adopted into the heavenly family. If he did all that for me, remember to have the opportunity to be adopted into the heavenly family as well. If you haven't accepted his call, take the time now to do so. If you have already accepted his calling, then remember, regardless of circumstances or situations, he is with you and shall always be by your side. Stay faithful. Pray, read your Bible, listen to gospel music, join a Bible-based church. Always keep in mind, you are always protected by the heavenly family. Musings of Emilia C. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
So that was a little bit of prophecy, a little bit of witnessing, a little bit of evangelizing, all rolled up into one. It's a powerful piece. It's a reassuring piece, Amelia. I appreciate that. You know, especially in the times that we're living today, there's so much that can turn into a dangerous situation if you don't walk in the unction of Christ. You know, he protects us from more than we could ever know when we just strive to do his will. And I appreciate you inviting others to get to know him. That was one of the last things that Christ did, was call his disciples to spread the word. And that's what we all are required to do. So I appreciate you for being obedient in that piece. Thank you so much, Amelia. Protection. I like that.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And to God be all the glory, not mine, but his.
Yes, amen. He's most deserving of all of our praise. And it's just such a wonderful thing to be able to be here on Sunday nights with all of you to praise him and to share in his gift to us and to give back to him. It's a beautiful thing. So I thank you for your presence. I'm going to say this to everybody. I have one more caller with their hands up. Anybody else? There's a couple other callers. If you want to get in on this, raise your hands. I'm going to play a short music piece after the next caller. And then we're going to do a speed round before we close the show out. So that gives you time to look for your second piece. Okay? But thank you so much for coming through with that piece, Protection Amelia. I'm going to send you to hang out with the rest of the guys over in the praise lounge. Okay?
Fabulous. One love, one mic. God bless you. Continued successes.
Thank you. God bless you as well. One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. And next on the mic, we have area code 203. If my... Okay, there we go. Timothy Lancaster, what's going on there, Tim?
Not much, brother. How you doing, man? Glad to be here.
I'm good. It's good to hear you. I ain't heard from you in a minute.
Yes, sir, man, you know. Rome, I'm Rome for a reason. You know, I'm here, there, I'm everywhere. But I appreciate you being a true elder, being what you're doing.
You can do
and
here,
taking
there,
people's
anywhere,
frequency.
But you can still pick up a phone. Mm-hmm. You're not getting off the, you're not getting off that easy.
I try. Change that segue.
Well, I give you an E for effort, bro. I definitely give you an E for effort. I'm just glad you're here tonight. That's all that really matters. Good to
yeah,
hear you,
definitely.
How you doing?
I'm glad,
man?
I'm here, man. I'm doing beautiful, man. I'm loving the show, man. It's glad to be back. It's always when you're away and you come back and then you're like, damn, well, I've been away so long. It's what I've been missing right here. So I heard some phenomenal pieces. It's always amazing to hear Gina Storm and the way she puts on pieces and her whole personality. Just, it's a whole thing. Like, it's everything.
Right.
Like, everything's a, it's like everything's a piece.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it was amazing, for real.
Ability
and, yes. So everyone, Amelia, always amazing to hear. So soft and subtle and perfectly said. So I loved it. I love it. It's amazing.
You know, from the beginning and even still till today, I don't know, maybe I'm dating myself, but she always, her voice always reminds me of Whitney from, well, what was that sitcom, A Different World?
Yes. I got that, yeah. I like that. That's
yeah.
a great reference.
It always
actually, that's a real long
with...
point. That's a real long
and
point,
I
you know?
I always thought it was so cute.
Yeah, she's intoxicating. I'd be like, yeah. She could wind you up even when she's – it's like it's just the way she delivers it, and it's like it could be something. It has nothing – it's not even sexualized. It's just her deliverance and how she carries it, and it's like, damn. Damn.
Watch
damn, she talking to me.
Got where you at?
Oh yeah, sorry. I apologize. I say so, I apologize. Sorry. Yes.
That's
yes,
okay.
Yes,
that's all right. That's all right. That's okay. But yeah, yeah, she has that quality in her voice. I agree with you 100%. But you, my brother, I ain't heard you spit nothing in forever. So don't think you're going to get off the hook.
Of course, of course. You know, and I praise the Lord for giving me the ability to be able to write, you know. And
I know that's right.
Invent myself. So, you know, I apologize, and I hope someone finds relation into it. I hope someone finds a guidance in it, but I tend to go a certain path and teeter on the edges. So I hope it works. I apologize if it doesn't, but there is no profanity.
I stop that right there. God wants you to write something. There's somebody that's supposed to hear it. So we don't do no apologizing for something that we were led to write. So you can just can that. That's that. We ain't having that here. You might
appreciate
not get a purpose for writing, but God does. Trust and believe that.
Appreciate
just as long
you,
as if you got some of them four-letter words in there, you take them out and put something else in it. This would be a test for your freestyle ability.
No, I don't. That's no worries. No worries.
In that case, the mic is yours, King.
All right. Piece I brought for you today is called Toxic, Who is Who? And now it goes like this. Times pass extensively, especially ours. Everything we once found special was lost. That specialty is ours. We deserve what we devour, especially odds. Teetered on the edges, something done unexpectedly. When envy is God, who measures green, stuck in mirage. Visions of what a desert sees. This is lost, regardless of regret. I can't accept it with evergreen. Tall tales, unveiled branches. Learn lessons, we left to leave. Shadows stretch in the silhouettes. I get it less, yet I still repent, reflect, and pen a letter with a feather tip. But hopes don't fly higher than egos, and pride's a star strike out of my show. I know, she knows, we knew then. We're holding a breeze, still moved. We in the irony, shape-shifting. Grains move slowly, but the sinking still stays quick, and we still think that it's change, difference. This is insane. It can't be the same. How do we end play in these cage theatrics and pretend prisons when the actions of what we say is different? This part cuts directly to heart. This ain't a stage killing, but seats in the drama field are kindly filled. The time to kill is more than a book to me. She sings the same song accordingly. Mockingbird perch, carry song terse in the hereafter. The mass of violence, the main factor. It still remained average. How can the picture change? Every need can lie. What it's telling me, music to my ears, my dear melodies, desire, despair, and company aside, I'm in tune with feeling lonely every time you struck a chord or hit a note. It was supposed to be different. Who would have figured every quote would be a post? It was thick and color-coded too. Emotions black and blue. How spiritual are you in the disconnect? What type of realist are you? Can we get it back? Equivalent to what the kids would get. But tell me it isn't different because we tripping. Are we there yet? Went from patty cake, jumping rope in a hopeful mind to pity parties and holding ties to the golden times. Taking advice from no one. Talking as if she knew the guy. I ain't signaling out no one, but the signal ain't calling no one. And all the similarities only show the singularity. Open bars and open calls, but don't forget the plus one. Overall, these contradictions fall down to how you see the angles. Should you cover up the steps you've taken or cuff up to face it? Many phases shown defeat was faceless. Let us show how we tuttle up on the growth of us. Show enough, toe-to-toe with those who oppose. We'll show you a total bluff. Only thing clicking we know is us. I notice much from things I ain't noticed. Cycles change and moods do too. I thought this through. Still I didn't share until I thought you knew. Like a child scared asking for forgiveness. Opposites attract. Funny how I'm thinking. Reflecting on the every mirror things to find a few conflictions. Mirror made mistakes, but only mirrors make an image. Time to find through all this back and forth. For our pain was nothing different. Strange to see how suffering mimics as if my only truth can tell me how much I lie. With such a pride, she smiles and never puts us aside. She tell you this much is true. Who is who? And peace.
Bending. The good ads and how much.
Wow. Wow. Yo. Bro.
Appreciate you, brother. Toxic. Who is who?
Toxic. You know, that piece kind of reminded me of how, and I'm facing this a lot for myself, how I walk through life so long, trying to straddle the fence, so to speak. trying to put on the front that I was living for God, but yet I was in the streets. You know, it was like that battle between evil and good within me. Who is who? I had to finally make that decision in my life. Who is who? Who is going to be the God of my life and who is not? But that piece, there were so many areas in that piece that just like hit me, took me back. You know, that's a powerful piece, my brother. And it's, this is what it takes for me to miss hearing you for, what, 8 months now? I'm not really putting numbers on it, but about 8 months. But to hear something like that, I'm going to let you off the hook for that one.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you for providing the platform, man. It's glad to be here, man. You are a vessel. You are truth, and I appreciate it, man.
Now, I don't want you going nowhere because I'm going to play me a piece of music, one song, that gives everybody a chance to get together what they want to do. If you want to continue on with this speed round before we close out, keep your hand raised. If you don't, take your hand down, and we just going to keep moving and close the show out. But if you're listening into the chat rooms and you want to get on board with us, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial in before the 11 o'clock hour. So praise round, and let you get yourself ready for this next round.
All right, I got you.
Welcome back, bro. I miss you. God bless you, bro.
Bless you.
All right. So with that being said, if the mic will close, there we go. I love this song.
Withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing, withholding. withholding nothing.
Ooh, withholding nothing, man. That's a powerful piece there. It speaks about what we're required to do when we walk with God. But more importantly, it speaks about what is our privilege to do, to surrender all to Him. And it's definitely not an easy thing to do, but the rewards definitely outweigh what you have to put into it. But anyway, we're about to do a speed round. So that means everybody, get your piece out. When I open your mic, just give me the title of your piece, your name, do your piece, and then when you finish it, just tell us poem and piece, that's that piece, whatever it is that we know that you're finished. So we can move on to the next caller. And I'm going to let you guys go first, and I'll follow up in the rear. So it's going to go in the order of Pharrell, Amelia, Tim, and then me, or Rome, and then me. All right? Pharrell, Amelia, Rome, and then me. So, Pharrell, you're up, my brother. What say you? For real, you there? Are you muted?
It's called Satan Uses Ignorance. Satan is humanity's enemy. He has sworn to pull as many of us into the pit along with him as he possibly can. From the beginning in the garden, he has used our ignorance against us to bring damnation. God gives clear, easy instructions. It is Satan who uses complex and confusing information to bring destructive effects. Eve didn't understand that Satan was using her ignorance of all the facts against her and Adam. In the same way, in our world of today, Satan uses people's uneducation in the Bible and godly instructions against them. It is rare for folks to actually open their Bibles and read the information contained in it for themselves. They rely on what the pastor says on Sunday morning or what others may say, but fail to obtain the precise truth that is waiting within the Bible. So that Satan can use false information and half-truths to bring people into damnation. Take time to read and understand for yourself what God has left for you, His golden education. Glean the way to overcome this world's pitfalls and destruction. We come to understanding by knowledge. You'll never understand your father if you don't read his instruction manual. You will never truly complete relationship with Jesus, Yahshua, if you fail to comprehend everything he did and said while on this earth. Remember, Satan was once an angel, God's special being that he loved so dearly, entrusting him with so much. Satan knows God very well and has an insider's advantage of how best to destroy and manipulate. It was his arrogance and jealousy that caused his great downfall, because God set humanity over the angels and Satan was envious and angry. Please absorb the holy documents in your heart, mind, and soul. Just look at what has happened to our nation, how lies, miseducation, hate, and divisive issues have brought so much pain, bloodshed, violence, death, and horrific circumstances. People's ignorance has brought so much pain across our nation. In the very same way, Satan uses the same means against all of humanity. By reading comprehension, you will obtain the strength, power, and courage to overcome any trick, lie, or horrific experience that the evil one and his soldiers will throw at you. God isn't complicated. He is simple and uncomplex. It is his loving way to be easily accessible and understood. Open your hearts, minds, and souls to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and his great best-selling book, the Bible. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Walk with God. I found my realization in the revelations with the irony and the nerve of thinking. Heaven's waiting. Give me room. Nothing was asked, only my dedication. Who waits to be on a wait list? My walking class is about being weightless. Only myself's mistaken. Thought I got my order through. But secrets wasn't that. It wasn't I who only knew. There's plenty more that I gotta do. These obstacles predetermined for minors to become a major motive. It's more than getting your way for fortune. You paying the tolls, it's paving the roads like those before it. How you think you had a way to choose a disregard? The start, this is important as a finish. You ain't get it. And the ending finds stopping the watch isn't like being stopped watching. How can you clock what's not conquered? Relative to man, this kind of time, not relative to mind the matter. My space unspoken is numbers. Boxing the idea, my God got numbers. Stuck in a box, random connections. These people just press my buttons like before the lines understood connections. That's why we read between the lines, read letters. Still in my prime, the header. Dear my ending, sincerely, signature, sound, whatever. For how your memories speak the ways you remember me. The difference of I is that in a road silent as those dying. Who colors the bad if beauty beholds inside your own iris? The wicked ain't sleep because they lack eyelids. So who loses it all in the blink of a second? There goes the message, but who's the sender in the matrix when we all need to fill a void like the letter O? It took time, the trio. Things happen in threes, and the sixes and nine, no matter how you flip the script to it. I'm getting smaller as I'm grasping the concept. I'm more in tune on what it's like to take God's steps. That's why I feel trapped in the can for real. Caught in the line, the field trapped hook until mine is killed. I see more, but what's going to stop me from slipping? When Mars sits in the inches, I got between rock and a hard place. Trying to get in on part ways before it parts ways. Then gender here, no mending tears. But most can't admit the tears. It gets me here. It's being weird, the self being that can't be in a target for less reasons than freeing they all set. Jesus, the cliffhanging is done in vain. Still, it's just best leaving it set in stone from where we heading. After all the repeats, I trust they can't get across. Best vested in death when the suits press and the headshot meant we couldn't face the fact that nothing was the same. And so they couldn't spin on anything that we was praising. And peace.
Lord, hear my prayer. Heavenly Father, please hear my prayer. I have nowhere else to turn. Everywhere I look, I see visions of death and evil and things mankind refuses to learn. history portrays us as a violent, murderous creation, and daily it repeats itself. Homicide, patricide, genocide, murder, and killings have become an epidemic. It's a plague from which none of us can hide. We seem to be infected with some unholy mutating disease, one that alters humanity in some demonic creature. A subhuman thing where life has lost all of its value, and murder and mayhem is its star feature. Compassion, love, tolerance, forgiveness, all now of the past. At a rate we are going, mankind as a whole cannot last. We are eradicating ourselves pretty darn fast. It won't be long before we're wiped off this side. How far we have strayed from being creatures in the image of God. Mankind has little, if any, of that honor left within. It seems the God in us was evicted by our desire to sin. And I pray daily that this desire does not win. But surely this murderous trend is how our end begins. The ripple effect of the millions of lives lost are enough to cripple and destroy faith and hope and joy. It is becoming harder to encourage our sons because oftentimes they doubt they'll live past being a little boy. They feel they are an old head if they make it to 21. So they live hard and fast with no time for playing or for being a child and certainly no time for fun. Each senseless death, one way or another, hurts and affects everyone. Father, more than ever before, this world needs your son. I'm almost afraid to get on my knees and pray that someone who could initiate a better way would step forward before this rampant murder is here to stay. But I fear they too would be murdered before we heard what they had to say. Hear my prayer, Lord. We need you today. Innocent children of yours are being gunned down, quote unquote, accidentally. Politicians selling out to allow more guns. Human life is measured by profits of the wealthy, untouchables, and the cost? The lives of our daughters and our sons. On a more personal note, Heavenly Father, please, send your angels to surround the family of my friends who have lost someone to this crazy world, to the Larry Maddoxes, to the, to so many. I don't want to start naming names, Lord, but you know who they are. These are your children, and we're in need of you for sure. They, too, are victims of the effect of this world of decay. Strengthen them, Father, to make it through each and every day. You know, Father, this is not of you. Fathers should not have to bury their sons. Mothers should not have to lose their kings to come. And yet with things that they are more and more, this is being done, and it seems to be seriously concerning to no one. Life as we knew it has taken a headlong dive. It's harder and harder to merely survive. We need you, Lord, desperately. Lord, please hear my prayer and peace. And with that, man, look, I have had phenomenal time with you guys this evening. If anybody there does not know this Jesus that you hear me talk about, that you hear some of the callers talk about, feel free to reach out to me, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, on Facebook, Blessed for Free on Instagram, or my brother, my another mother, and my partner, Praise Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, we'll be more than happy to instill upon you what we know and then encourage you to learn for yourself and to prove what we say to you. Don't take anybody's word for it. You got to find it in that book yourself. But reach out. I thank everybody for hanging out with me tonight on the Inspiration Factory. I can't give you the rundown, but I can tell you this. Every night, 9 p.m., 319-527-6300. Dial that number, and you will not, let me repeat that, you will not be disappointed. Every level of thought, things that will inspire you to think, test your creativity, there's a little bit of everything in there for you. You don't believe me? That just means you got to call in. Check it out for yourself. Every night, that's what Epiphany has for you. With that, we're going to pray us out. And I'll probably hang out for a little bit just playing some music because I just feel it in a musical sort of way. But I thank you all for being with me this evening. God bless each and every one of you. Heavenly Father, as we come to the end of this season with you, we look forward to future seasons doing the same thing, fellowshipping and praising and encouraging and empowering one another through your word. I thank you for this evening, Lord, and I ask that you would be with each and every one of the callers, Father God, with the families that they represent, Lord, with those who wanted to call in and for whatever reasons could not make it, Father. Touch them, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and protect them in this world that we live, Father God. I ask that in each one of our lives that you would place someone to just be a post for us, Lord. So when we get lost, we've got someone we can talk to. I know we can talk to you all the time, Father. But just place in our lives somebody down here that we can just vent with, that will pull us up when we need to be pulled up. I thank you so much for all that you've done for us, each and all of our lives, Father. We love you. We praise your mighty name, Lord. And it's in the precious and mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ that I pray. God bless you all.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah, he's intentional, never failing, all things are working
for my good,
cause he's intentional,
he's intentional,
hey, and he's never failing,
never failing.
All things are working for my good.
Intentional,
he's intentional.
Never failing.
All things are working.
Things are working,
hey,
for my
that all things are working for my good. Yes, they are. Yeah,
I
know that all things are working for my good.
For my good,
cause he's intentional,
he's intentional,
hey.
yeah. It's working for me, yeah. And I believe it's working for me. I can smile again and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
working for me. Yeah,
working for me.
It's working for me. I can hold my head up.
It's working
hey,
for me.
Get your confidence back. See, I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
They're all gone. light coming. No matter what it is that I'm facing, Jesus is the light.
Whoa, hey!